Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Good Friday, everyone. Welcome in. Well, you may not have been with us on Columbus Day, sort of a holiday of various sorts, hard to tell. And I promise you then, and it's all come together, that tomorrow I'll have a chance to be with you and get the grand tour of the home of the history of Italian immigration down there in South Philly. Be a little bit afternoon, maybe like 10 after 12, something like that. 12, 10, get it. Michael Bonasseri is the guy who runs that, and he's offered to give us the grand tour. We had him on. He's a listener. When on Columbus Day, we saw what clearly, by the definition of those on the left, and I wanted to get him on to get to the bottom of this to see how many detectives are working on this. It's one thing to run and throw blood on Christopher Columbus or to attack Columbus. It's another, though, when you make the bank shot and you're going after Italians. Christine Flowers laid that out in a column last Friday when she wrote Spraying Hate on Italian Heritage. Imagine if terrorist was sprayed in front of a mosque. Swastikas were painted on a synagogue. A noose hung from a tree in North Philly. You don't have to. The outrage was justifiably palpable. I lay claim to my own share of outrage on behalf of Philomena, Freddie, Michael, Lucy, and Conchetta. And these are people who are their stone. These are ancestors of people that paid to have their names and other information on stones in front of this museum, right? So I thought we'd get an update. Thought it'd be fun. A lot of people on Facebook, Twitter told me they'd like to go see what's offered there in East Passyunk. And it's right at Passyunk and Mifflin. Now, you know my joke, in the Me Too era, this may be stricken. Just go to Passyunk and Mifflin. We'll test it out tomorrow. The first five women that walk by, just put them in order. You got Miss Universe. Right there. That's all that you have to do. At least back in the day it was. Now, we'll see tomorrow. And Mara's is right down the street. Great food, pizza. No pepperoni. I'm not eating with anyone that eats pepperoni tomorrow, though. And Bill says if they have pineapple on the pizza, that's a citizen's arrest. Right there. Right in the center of it. So let's bring in Michael Bonasera here on Talk Radio 1210. And Michael, do you have an update? Have we gotten the culprit yet?
Unfortunately, Dom, we do not. I know that activity was being done by the police department to investigate. We do have photos of and video of the perpetrator doing this horrible crime. However, he's covered in a hoodie and sunglasses and the like. But,
I didn't know that part. Is it Antifa-like, would you say?
I can't really say, but we do have pictures, and it was posted. So, you know, you can see for yourself. Maybe if someone can identify him, they can get to the police and
information. When I come down tomorrow, I have to see that. And look, I know you're not the type of guy that makes this World War III or whatever, but Flower's point and my point and maybe your point, too, is, again, you want to go after Columbus. That's an interesting debate. You shouldn't vandalize Columbus. But when you bring it to this, you're sending here clearly what these hate and ethnic intimidation crimes are supposed to be all about.
Absolutely. You know, it's kind of interesting. I did a little research on the population of Philly. You know, we're about a 1.5 million people city. And from what I saw from a 1990 census in there, 1.5 million in Philly, 500,000 are of Italian American descent. That's what I found.
Wow.
And so it really, you know, is amazing because these are all immigrants that came to this country, you know, in the legal way. And our museum is here to, you know, celebrate Italian roots and American dreams. And when you come through the museum, and when all the listeners who who come, and I certainly hope that they do come to the museum tomorrow to show their support for a wonderful culture and for refuting this hate crime that was perpetrated on the Italian people as well as all immigrants.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the way to do it. Then have a blast. We'll get some pizza and have a great time right down the street. Now, for listeners who are a bit unfamiliar with Passyunk Avenue, it's at 1836 Passyunk?
1834. It's actually both 1834 and 1836 is double wide. But it's 1834 East Passyunk Avenue. We're right across from the Giardella Square. We are about 2.5 blocks in from Broad Street.
And you're right there at what, Passyunk and
Mifflin.
Yep.
And
well, that's the center of the universe to me.
It
truly
is. There's a lot of history there with all of the Italian immigrants who predominantly settled in South Philadelphia in the early years, and there's a lot of good stories. We have a nice exhibit there as well about South Philadelphia as well.
Now, let me ask you this. Would you be open to, if it ever happened with the Rizzo statue and it happened with Rizzo memorabilia, have you ever considered putting any of that in there? Arguably, I guess, the most prominent Italian in our history that I can think of.
Certainly with regard to Philadelphia, Rizzo was a great man. And again, they tried to turn it around to make it sound like he was a horrible person. As a matter of fact, when you get back to Columbus, Robert Petrone is an attorney. He was
right.
The keynote speaker at the Columbus Day Resolution, and he did a wonderful interview with David O on your competitive station 860 AM,
mm-hmm.
and he really lays out the case that all of this against Columbus is debunked. It's absolutely false, and that if you go back to the primary sources of information from the 1400s and 1500s, you will find that it's totally disputed. So, we'll all see. But, the sad thing, Dom, is a lot of these people who are spreading this hate, they're not interested in the truth. They're just interested in spreading the hate.
Yep, exactly right. Well, I'm so glad that you do this, and it's in a great spot. This is really a great renaissance of that area of South Philly. So I'll be there tomorrow a little bit after noon. Thank you for offering the tour. And I forgot Maris is right down the street, so it's going to be a good time. I hope a lot of listeners, they've told me on Facebook and Twitter, they're coming. So hopefully mm-hmm. we'll see a lot of people around noon tomorrow.
Yes, we've been spreading the word as well, and I really want to thank you for bringing this subject to the attention of your listening audience, and I know that I listen to 1210 an awful lot, and it's a great listening audience we have here.
Thank you, Michael. See you tomorrow.
All right, great. See you then.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.